All right, so if you would, we're going to read our Bible recap prayers real quick together, and then we'll get moving. Are you all ready? These are five things that we read together before we begin to talk about God's Word. We've been doing it all year. We're going to keep doing it all year. Are you all ready? Let's go. It says, God, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let any knowledge I gain help me to love you and others more and not puff me up. Help me see something new about you that I've never seen before. Correct any lies I believe about you or anything I misunderstand. Direct my steps according to your word. Amen. Amen. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and this is the day in which we should be glad because his son rose from the dead. Amen. Amen and amen. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today. Speaking of not talking to each other, Greg sent out a devotional to the men's group this morning, and you're covering a lot of the same things I was covering. Why? Because God is good like that. He is. So if you would, we're going to open to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. It says this, it says, I passed on to you, this is Paul talking to the Corinthian church, I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as Scripture said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the Scriptures said. So I have a question for you, do you believe? Oh, wow, that was unenthusiastic. Do you believe?
Yes.
Okay. Because Paul says, he will later say in 1 Corinthians 15, 17 through 20, he says this, and if Christ has not been raised, if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless, and you still are guilty of your sins. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are to be more pitied than anyone in the world. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. These are the events that we remember today. So I ask you again, do you believe?
Yes.
No, that's getting better. You believe that Christ has been raised from the dead? Do you believe that he died first for your sins?
Yes.
Do you believe that being washed in his blood cleanses you of those sins?
Yes.
And do you believe, like the psalm we read this morning, that it promises the Lord's blessing of a life forevermore?
Yes.
Okay, that's a lot of yeses. I like yeses. This is good. I believe that Jesus was a real person. I believe that he was a real person that walked the earth. That he was born of a virgin in a tiny little town called Bethlehem. I believe that we have more proof of who he is and who he was, that he was physically here, than really any other historical figure you could ever possibly imagine. We have thousands and thousands of documents and fragments that show this is our Christ. He was a real person. You know how many documents, original documents, we have by the hand of Socrates? Bubkus, none. Do you know how many we have from his direct students? So people who would have known him and seen him and knew what he said. Bubkus, none. Jesus has been scrutinized more than any other historical figure in all of time. He was written about by Roman governors and historians like Pliny and Tacitus. They have no business wanting to confirm Jesus in their time because he was not Roman. He was not lifting up their kingdom. He was lifting up the kingdom of God. He was an enemy when they wrote. And yet they said, this man was real. We also have Jewish historians like Josephus who say otherwise. All confirm the testimony that we read in God's word. He was a real person who lived and died in first century Palestine. So I ask again, do you believe?
Yes.
I believe that his enemies, even in his time, could not deny his power or his character. Both then and now, even those who don't believe agree that Jesus was a wonderful man. A great teacher. One who loved others, who would be willing to stop and help the least of these no matter what. One who would feed thousands. One who would provide for others and make the miraculous happen, the inexplicable happen. One who would bring healing and would give all of who he was to do that. And that he taught others to do likewise. His enemies then didn't even question whether or not his miracles were real. They attributed them to Satan. One of them said, Satan gave you the power to do this. And he's like, you have got to be kidding me. He was declared ungodly by religious leaders, but not one says those miracles aren't real. And they had every reason to say it's fake. He really did. I believe he really did drive out demons. He really did feed thousands from a couple of pieces of bread and a couple of fish. He really did heal the blind. He really did raise a young girl from the dead. He really did all of these things. So I ask again, do you believe? I believe what Jesus says of himself. When asked by the people in John chapter 8, verse 58, it says this, Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, before Abraham was even born, I am. I have been here from the very, very beginning. I am, or the words that the Lord gave Moses in Exodus chapter 3 when he was asked. He says, who are you? Who should I tell the people you are when I go to bring them up out of Egypt? And he says, tell them I am. I am who I am. I am has sent me to you. And Jesus, the I am, has arrived on earth, both fully human and fully God. Amen? He was declared by God for all to see. Can you imagine being at the River Jordan when he's baptized by John and seeing what they saw and hearing what they heard? In Matthew chapter 3, 16 and 17, it says, after his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said to all who were watching, this is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy. Can you imagine being in that place at that time and seeing such a thing? I believe it happened. I believe it is real. I believe this story that's been captured tells us everything we need to know about who our Lord and Savior is. The disciples did, and they recorded it for the world to read for centuries to come. I believe, as we write of Jesus in John 3, verse 16 and 17, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. I believe in him as my Lord and Savior. I believe that he came, as mind-boggling as it is, because I am a hot mess, that he died for me and he died for you. And he died for your sins so that they might be removed from the ledger. And so that when the Lord looks at you, he sees the holiness and perfection of his Son. Amen? I believe that he has transformed my thoughts by the renewing of my mind. I am not the same person I was before I knew Jesus. I believe that we are indwelled with his Holy Spirit, who guides us, cares for us, gives us words, advocates for us, leads us where we need to go. If only we're willing to listen and to follow, he is there. I believe that we have been given access to the very ear of God. Which, by the way, I have no right to have. And yet, we do. I believe that we have been called to shine his light in the darkness. And whether we think so or not, just knowing him is enough equipped equipment to do it. I believe that believing in him has secured my eternal salvation. I believe that death is swallowed up in Christ's victory. It has lost its sting, as Paul would say. I believe that by his mercy I have been rescued from hell. I believe that by his grace, after I pass from this life, I will be forevermore in his glorious presence. I believe by his sovereignty that it is all guaranteed. Nothing can take that away. There is no power ever to exist that could possibly take me away from the love of Jesus. And I believe that he wants to do the same for you. So I ask you again, do you believe?
Yes.
See, this is the core of this message today. It's very, very simple. We are here on Resurrection Sunday. We are here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, right? Our Lord and Savior, having conquered death, who saw us while we were still sinners. Sin is a deadly thing. The wages of that sin is death. We are not worthy to be in the presence of God. He is perfection, and we are everything but. But while we were still sinners, Christ came to this earth. Right? He came to this earth as a man, endured torture and pain. He took on our sins and gave his blood, his very life, so that we might have life eternal. He washed away your sins. And I very much believe, and I want you to hear, if you haven't figured it out yet, I want you to hear that it is by his grace that you are saved. There is nothing you can do to earn it. You cannot earn it. You cannot somehow prove to God that you're good enough, because ain't none of us are. But the good thing is, Jesus is. And there are some in this room, I know it, I know you're wondering, what is this crazy person talking about up here? Call me crazy all you want, because crazy people trust in Jesus. You ever heard the song? It's a great song. It's fabulous. I'm here to say that the Lord is calling you to come to him. The Lord is calling you to say that as down as you feel, as broken as you know you are, as hopeless as you might be, he is the author of hope. He can restore that hope. He can bring you back into his holy presence and change every ounce of the way you look at the world, see the world, live in the world, and live, more importantly, live out your eternity with him. He can change everything. And I desperately desire for you to know that, because my Lord desperately desires for you to know that. There are some in this room that have known that or known it some time, but have kind of wandered off and forgotten what it meant to be in the presence of God, to know his Spirit. I'm telling you, he is also calling you back today. Right here, right now, in this time and in this place. He wants you to know that salvation is right there. All you have to do is ask, and by his grace, you will be saved. Right? Praise God. That deserves a hallelujah. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on now. I love you. Thank you. Jesus is here to bring you life and life eternal. It's a very simple message. The question is always, do you believe? Oh, come on. I said, do you believe?
Yes.
One more try just to make me happy. Do you believe?
Yes.
I love you all. So what I would love for you to do is, if you are in need of salvation from Jesus Christ, if you're willing to be brave enough, I would like you to raise your hand. If you're in need of salvation, somebody will come to you. Are you in need? No, I hope you're fine, Heather. That's my wife going, me. I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa, we have got to talk. Whew, my whole world, everything's a lie. Okay. So, if you need Jesus, look, all I can tell you is this. Sometimes we are shy. We don't want to admit we need help. We don't want to admit we are broken. We don't want to admit we are lost. And sometimes we just don't want to give up control. And believe me, I didn't grow up in the church. I get that. I understand that. Because I am by nature someone who cannot stand authority. Okay? And it was really, really hard for me to give it all to him. So I feel it if you do too. I get it. This is a time when we are called. I'm telling you, God is calling you today. If you walked in this room and you do not yet know Jesus Christ, you are not yet saved, this is the day to start it. I'm telling you, this is the day to start it. If you have faded off, this is the day to come back. This is the day to say, I need to come back to Jesus. This is the day to say, I need to know him more. This is the day to say, he is alive and he is well, and I'm tired of being dead. I want to be alive too. Amen? So we're gonna sing. We're going to stand up and we're going to sing one more song. And as we do, I would encourage you to ask your heart, to reach down deep and ask yourself, what is holding you back? Is pride holding you back? Is fear holding you back? Be brave just for a moment. You just got to be brave for long enough to say yes. Yes, I'm ready. And then there is a Lord who is willing to guide you with his Holy Spirit, who's going to walk with you and care for you and save you. And there's also a group of people in this room that will walk with you along the journey, that want you to come to know him better, that will teach you what we know, which isn't everything because we ain't all that, only Jesus is. But we will teach you what we know because we want you to know him too. Amen? Amen, amen and amen. Let's stand and sing, y'all.